and welcome to MFR Farming for Tuesday. I'm Richard Jones. And first off today, there's a call from the organisers of Open Farm Sunday for more farmers to come forward and fling open their farm gates to the general public on June the 17th. It's a great chance to allow children and adults alike to learn about where their food comes from and why it tastes so good, and how farmers take care of the countryside and keep it in the shape that we all know and love. That's according to Anna Davis, the Scottish coordinator of LEAF, the organisation who run Open Farm Sunday. And we'll have more later this week on how you can get involved and join the 30% of new farmers opening their gates for the first time this year. But back to today, and this week we're taking a look at the renewables energy business. And the first one that we're looking at is micro hydropower, or producing electricity from moving water. Now, we went off to Tamartin to visit a micro hydro scheme and see it all in action. And here's the man behind this particular scheme, David Wells, who tells us that it's not for the faint-hearted.
It takes some courage to do it, especially planning. I think is quite important. You have to really well assess whether you've got enough water, that it drops the right amount, that you can put the equipment in that you need, and in particular the intake, where you take the water out of the burn, whether you can actually physically do that, where your pipe is going to run, preferably not in the burn, but somewhere where you can get at it, where you can get machinery to it, to move pipe into position, and then how you build your turbine shed. Most people put a shed over their turbine to keep it dry and keep the electric sound as well.
And the important thing, looking at the money aspect of it, it's a reasonably quick payback now, isn't it, with the FITs?
Yes, you can spend a lot of money on a water turbine, but since when we started in 2006, it was the renewable obligation certificates, the ROCs, which were at £40 a megawatt. It then got doubled about a year and a half, 2 years ago. But since then, people like me have been transferred across to the feed-in tariff at £90 a megawatt. But for people who have done small hydro since then, it's nearly 20. Very profitable for people doing hydro, but there's a big expense involved in getting to that point.
And David went on to tell us that it took 2 whole years to jump through all the hoops and to physically build his scheme. We'll hear all about it tomorrow on MFR Farming, 6:40 and 12:40.